to Mr. Merrick's health. However, I do not yet see to what extent this matter falls within my area of expertise. Mr. Merrick is a free man and makes his own decisions. Just a second, Mr. Holmes, Dr. Treves replied. I'll get to the point right away. Yesterday, Mr. Merrick was picked up by the police at Liverpool Street Station in London. Beyond his fundamentally awful appearance, he seemed clearly neglected, confused, and barely responsive. He was not able to communicate with the officials. All he carried with him was my business card. So the police brought him to my hospital. Of course, I recognized my former patient immediately. We took care of him, put him in a bed, and treated his bronchitis. By giving him proper food and care, we are hoping he will regain his strength. Holmes nodded. I understand, he said. As a detective, I guess you want me to ask how your patient got into this situation, right? Probably, Treves said, smiling. This morning, for the first time, Mr. Merrick was able to speak again, that is, within his usual abilities. It takes a little experience to understand him completely, which is also a result of the disease. In any case, Mr. Merrick was able to tell me that he had made an arduous journey from Brussels. On the last day of his circus's stay, he had been assaulted and robbed in the city, suffering a head wound. When he woke up again, he was disoriented at first. Then he went...